Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Strain. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lynn McLaughlin. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dehazu hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Strain hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Raines. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Raines steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines moves to third. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Scott. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Scott steals second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wrights hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Spear hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Spear reaches second base with a double. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sanderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Sanderson reaches second base with a double. Spear scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sanderson scores. Raines moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Raines moves to third. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Scott steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0-1 in the game. Dawson is hit by the pitch. Lee Smith now pitching. Barry Foote now catching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentine is 0-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Foote strikes out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 0-1 in the game. DeJesus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Strain is 0-1 in the game. Strain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carter is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 0-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cromartie is 0-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Buckner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reitz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Henderson moves to third. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Sanderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sanderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sanderson takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Sanderson moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Tyson pinch hits for Lee Smith. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tyson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-2 in the game. DeJesus strikes out. Two outs. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Strain is 0-for-2 in the game. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Tyson now playing second base. Doug Coppola now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field. Durham picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Durham. Carter scores. Parrish moves to third. Cromarty moves to second. It's 3-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spear is walked intentionally. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sanderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sanderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Sanderson reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. Cromarty scores. Spear goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Expos. Randy Martz now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wrights is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wrights strikes out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to third. Durham moves to second. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wrights. Dawson moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Lee now pitching. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-3 in the game. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tracy pinch hits for Randy Martz. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tracy hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tyson. Cromartie moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it and throws to third for the out. Spear moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Charlie Lee. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hutton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Expos. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Hutton moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eastwick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hutton moves to third. Raines moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Hutton now playing first base. Elias Sosa now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hutton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentine is 0-for-4 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tyson takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foote is 0 for 3 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 4 in the game. DeJesu hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.